Tidbits. Tidbits. All right, chums, welcome back to Tidbits Pod. This is Jack Tidball here, and I'm going to be taking you through this episode. And where am I? I hear you say. I am currently just tottering around in Taichung's fashionable Taichung Park, which again is not a Korean midfielder. This is, pretty nice today. It's been raining, so I'm just using this little window to get out and stretch my legs and whatnot. So it's not so late here. You might hear some nanas doing some exercise, maybe some joggers, and hopefully there's not too much traffic. Hopefully it's more of this, you know, the nice little chirps of the insects and whatnot. That should be nice. But we're live and we're in glorious Technicolor. This is it's actually pretty dark here, but tell you what I feel. You know when you just want to shush everyone. I feel like that annoying friend that's always telling everyone to be quiet, you know, but it's them that's actually the loud one. You know those people? Like, they think they're doing everyone a favour, but really they're making more noise than if they'd just let the noise happen, kind of thing. You know, you get them in cinemas and stuff, and yeah, I don't know, like, you know when you just don't hear the talkers, you just hear people going shh, and they think they're doing a service by shushing, even though the shh, that's a worse sound, isn't it, overall. But then how do you shush a shusher? The eternal question. Do you then pipe up, you know, be quiet please, or something? But then it's just going to snowball, you know, everyone's shouting louder and louder, trying to, you know, get their call to shut up to be the one that shuts everyone up, sort of thing. But anyway, I can't do that to the traffic. And that does remind me of, I remember back when I lived in Liverpool, long, long time ago, back in the student days, I was in Derby and Rathbone Halls, great times. And like from our window, we could see Penny Lane, and we used to set up zip lines, and like we would water bomb all the tour buses that would come, and you know, everyone would always steal the sign as well, so there was never the sign for people to have their pictures with or whatever. And there was always the rumor that Paul McCartney goes there some days, so you just get all the big Americans getting bombarded by students, and they didn't get their pictures. But good times. But yeah, I was in a big building there, Derby and Rathbone, loads of people, student halls all together, you know, people from all over the country and all over the world. And one night, remember, it was a warm night, I don't remember why, but I remember I'd gone to bed early because I think I had something to do the next day or something. But then later on, we're talking 2 or 3 in the morning, down below the window, you know, just on in the little courtyard bit, or at the bottom, the walkway. My window was open and I was up on the third floor, and you could just hear everything from all around. So emerging from the darkness comes this, you know, it was, yeah, I remember it, Georgia and her mate. They're coming back from a night out, and I never met a Georgia. There was never a, you know, a Georgia in the, you know, in the chat or whatever. But yeah, they're coming back, and this mate, oh my God, a fucking mate, like they're just, like, imagine this. So it's quiet, and then out of the quiet comes this sort of increasing sound, the clickety-clack of heels. You know, it's trying to do a bit of Foley. Oh, that's not good. But yeah, the heels and all their walking's getting louder, and the sort of generic squawking of pissed up mates, and they're just getting louder and louder, and then the mate starts to get clearer, and you just hear that down the bottom, like, oh my God, Georgia, shut up, Georgia. And of course, like, you never heard Georgia. But it was like, for fuck's sake, Georgia, stop being fucking random. Of course, you know, everything was random back in 2009. And yeah, it'd be like, Georgia, where are the fucking keys? Hurry up, Georgia. Oh my gosh, shut up. You know, and of course, you've never heard a whisper out of Georgia. And yeah, there was this mate trying to make her mate shut up, but we could only hear the mate. Like, Georgia, please, oh my God. Georgia, oh Georgia, you're a fucking mess. And yeah, why am I telling you this? Oh yeah, so this episode, I'll admit I should have recorded this one straight after the last one. Like, that had a nice energy. Do you remember the park with the playful gunshots and stuff in the back? And you know, the horses don't stop, they keep going. How many fucking times, Georgia? Shut up! Oh my God, so sorry about Georgia, Jesus. But yeah, I've still got points left over from that last one, and I'm in a good mood today. I've had a lot of rest. So yeah, what better time than to talk to you guys about fashion? This is what you've always wanted to hear from Tidbits Pod. And before the last record, I'd been out and I'd bought a load of new shirts, and I was quite excited because I've decided that now I'm gonna be in my shirt era. This is the thing. So I came out here to Taiwan in 2022, and that was the tail end of the t-shirt times, let's call them. And I was bigger then as well, so the t-shirts would do that thing where the top half is just pure tit grab, and that I didn't mind, but you know, a bit of support for the D cups kind of thing. Never did anyone any harm. But the thing I didn't like about t-shirts was, you know, then when they start to do that thing, they sort of cling around the belly button region. Like, that's the worst. The like the material all kind of gathers and it gets pulled tight around the belly. And because of the belly button, you know, it's not like a proper sphere. So you just get this little loose bit of fabric right on the button, and that, everything else is being pulled tight, but that can just blow a little bit in the breeze. So it really just draws attention to this little patch on your belly, sort of thing, like a little belly hammock of just loose material on the front. But yeah, so grim. Like you've stretched cling film too tightly over a bagel or something, or a donut. You know, you get that sag in the hole. But yeah, anyway, I used to wear t-shirts, and then I upgraded to polos. There was the polo wave. You all remember Jack Tidball's famous polo wearing days of the last couple of years. Revolutionary stuff. And yeah, of course, polos, they're a bit smarter looking. They're a bit looser around the gut as well. So, and also as well, it's hot here. So polos, they're the material that's less likely to develop sweat patches as well, which was fucking great. And as soon as I'd found one polo shirt that I liked, I just bought 10 of the same one, all in sort of blue and black. And I was wearing them to work every day. But yeah, so polos were the way for the last couple of years, but now the next phase, as it were, it's crept up, I'm gonna start wearing short sleeve shirts, like shirts, you know, button downs, you know, like shirts they would probably come under the broad category of resort wear, you know, like shirts that you can get away with not ironing. That's me, that's the next thing. So yeah, and fuck ironing, by the way. Like, I think let's just all embrace the crease, that's what I say. And yeah, if we all just agreed to not iron, then we can just get rid of it. You know, it's only there because we all do it. It's kind of self-fulfilling. No one wants to. But yeah, anyway, the point. And this, yeah, this is more poster chat, by the way. March was a very, well, that was a very poster-heavy day, I guess, when I wrote these points. But yeah, I was buying the shirts and I had one, they're all sort of draped over my arms, one for every day of the week, no messing about. And yeah, I was in the queue and there was a lovely bit of K-pop playing on the speakers, and yeah, it was a nice shop. And I was just ahead of a massive group of Indonesian women. They're all sort of clucking away, and they'd let me go ahead because, well, I didn't have much stuff. So they've let me go ahead, and they're all laughing and joking and whatnot. It's nice atmosphere, wholesome, you know, lovely. And I remember looking up and down this queue, and I was just thinking, by Jove, this is the most British thing I've ever seen, Mom. But no, I remember looking up, and above the tills, there was this massive poster. And here is the point. Here is what I'm trying to get at. Yeah, why is it that in fashion posters, no one's ever smiling? You know, and it's always the same sort of setup as well. You've always got two people, and most of the time it's a man and a woman, and they'll be back to back, and they're always wearing the weirdest shit in the shop. And yeah, like they're never kind of what I'm going to call normal looking as well. And you know, so you got two back to back alien looking people, kind of racially ambiguous, shit haircuts, like, I don't know, maybe one of them's sitting in a chair or something. And they're just standing oddly and maybe having a nice lean against a hedge or something. But yeah, trying to look cool. And I mean, I get it, but then they're just kind of, I don't know, they just sort of stare at you. They're giving you the kind of, what the fuck are you doing in this shop sort of face? Like, what is that face? You know, if you're selling clothes, I suppose the marketing person, they've got two choices for these posters, really, haven't they? They can either, you know, either they're trying to make you want to be like the person in the picture, you know, thinking like, oh wow, they look cool, I'll buy the clothes so I can look like them, sort of thing. Or they're trying to make you want to, like, you want to fuck these people in the picture, like, wow, they're attractive, I'm gonna buy those for my partner or whatever. But it's, yeah, I don't know. So I mean, all the obvious blend of those two choices, you know, like, yeah, buy these clothes and then you'll look cool and everyone's gonna want to fuck you or whatever. But that's that face, isn't it? But in reality, every time you see a picture, you look up on the wall in one of these shops, my thought is always, oh, he looks like a prick or whatever, cheer up. Well, I'm not going to buy that stuff because they all look fucking miserable, kind of thing. But yeah, it's not an accident either, is it? So, and it's not the model's choice, but every tiny little detail about every one of those pictures has been carefully chosen by a team of like fucking awful marketing people. Like people with, you know, that they'll be called shit like Amanda or Martin, you know, these kinds. But what do you think of this one, Mand? You know. Oh yeah, that's great. Great work. Great choice, Martin. No, he'd insist on Martin, wouldn't he? He wouldn't go by Mart. She'd go by Mand. But grimy. But yeah, imagine a group of them in a kind of like an open plan office. They're all choosing the pictures. Like who looks the most like weird and miserable kind of thing. And then yeah, they're supposed to be kind of aspirational, but instead they just choose these odd kind of equine, severe, weird looking people to wear the clothes, and then they're just giving it to us, you know, we're just the regular kind of porcine swill with the average Joe, their loyal customer base. And yeah, we can never, well, you wouldn't really want to look like these people kind of thing. But yeah, maybe it's because smiles are quite hard to judge. Is that it? Like, you know what you're getting with the sort of sneery, pouty face, don't you? But maybe some people are threatened by smiling. I don't know. No doubt someone's done the research, and you know there's like a paper somewhere, and it says what face is best to make people want to buy clothes. And yeah, I don't know, this poster got me thinking. And this was just on the wall in a shop, but maybe it's the occasion that sort of governs the face, or the face governs the occasion, sort of thing. Because I was thinking about wedding shops, sort of wedding suits. They're always smiling, aren't they? Like, you're not going to catch a picture of a groom looking moody or whatever. But then how does that compare? Let's have a look. I'm just going to look this up. Business suits. This is fucking grim. Like, imagine being stuck in a room with just all these sort of pouty suited lads. This business type. It's sort of like, I don't know. But yeah, do it for yourself. So now just go and type business suits into the internet and then have a look on images. And these people are the worst people in the world. So, you know, it's all like Barry Homeowner, like the kind of, how are you going to achieve your first million? Can we get a jug of Negroni for the table? You know, these kinds. But yeah, okay, actually, I've scrolled down and that guy's laughing, to be fair. But that's only one person on the whole first page that you'd actually want to spend time with. But yeah, let's test the theory. Okay, so I've got the internet here. Wedding suits, smiles. And actually, yeah, if they're the groom, they're smiling, looking at these. But if it's ushers and shit, like normal wedding folk, then they're not smiling. So I don't actually know what my theory is here, but I think there is something. There's a little bit of something in here, like, I don't know, is it an age thing? What's an old shop? I guess I don't know enough about shops to do the research, but yeah, I think that if it shops for people in their 20s and 30s, then the models and the pictures, they're going to look like pricks. And then in the older shops, they're going to look happier. Let's just put in old person clothes shop. And yeah, look at these. Like all the old people, this is nice. They're smiling. They're wearing jumpers and shit. There's a picture of an old girl and she's got an iPad. And that's something you'd never see in real life. Like, It's quite Carl Pilkington, isn't it? You wouldn't see an old man eating a Twix or whatever, but you wouldn't see a smiling old woman with an iPad. You kind of... I mean, where's the confusion there? But anyway, so what's the theory? Young shops, everyone's miserable because... I don't know, is that sort of face, is that sexy? Is that relatable? But... And then weddings, they're all miserable apart from the grooms. And then old clothes, well, not old clothes, clothes for old people, everyone's happy. And I don't know, maybe that's because young people want to be cool and old people want to be happy. I don't know. It's not just clothes as well. Like, let's expand this sort of non-theory before we know what it is. So, all right, if I put in Rolls Royce. Okay, if you look up Rolls Royce, then of course there's a lot of pictures that have just cars, but then the first one with people, you've got two lads standing next to this car, and it looks like a deal has just been done, and the dealer is smiling. He's an older boy, and the younger guy, he's trying to look cool, but ultimately he's looking confused, like he's just been scammed and he's too far down the rabbit hole and a horrible deal to pull out, kind of thing. And this picture pretty much sums it up, actually. It's, I think it's a different point than what we started with, but yeah, it's that kind of ballpark, isn't it? Like, that's a really weird handshake as well. Like, it's like a handshake's happened, but then the younger guy has gone in for a wrist grab as well, and now it's a sort of tangle of masculine confusion, and no doubt they're both trying to squeeze the hands or whatever, because that's what they've been told about how to make deals or some bullshit. Horrible. But, yeah, and the younger guy in this picture is probably just given the older guy hundreds of thousands of pounds because he's been sold a dream or whatever. So, let's pull it back. This is kind of like me buying a load of shirts, isn't it? Somehow. That's where this started. But, what am I saying? Marketing's awful. I guess that's the point. And, yeah... I don't know. This podcast has just been a little flavour into, this must be just the normal thoughts of what a marketing executive must be like all the time. You know what I mean? Thinking about what pictures are going to sell the most stuff or whatever. And obviously they'll know a lot more than me. I'm just talking out of my ring, out of my hall. But have you seen videos of that guy that, he solves products problems, and he always says okay between everything he says because he thinks that you're a fucking plank. Have you seen this guy? He just needs to, you know, he just keeps checking that you understand him. Okay. And he's called Rory something, and he will say some obvious shit like, people have new ideas, okay, and the people with the new ideas tend to make more money than those who don't have ideas, okay? And let's say I make a new drink, and people they'll want to buy it to try it, okay? But if my new drink isn't as nice, you know, if it's not nice enough, okay, then people won't buy it again. Okay, so, I mean, look at Coca-Cola. You know, people like the taste, so people buy more of it. Okay, and that's how you make your millions. Fucking hell, I don't know. Maybe it's, I've sort of made him sound like Mr. Garrison. Okay. But, look him up. That'll make you sad. And as we're talking about fashion and marketing, I think now's the time to go into more of more news. Tidbits Pod has a Patreon page, and I've decided that I'm going to do little Patreon bits. So I'm going to do film watch-alongs, and also I'm going to record a series of the sounds of Taiwan. So I'm going to go more into, you know, proper nature and stuff, get some nice recordings, and start to do sort of like, you know, the help you get to sleep sort of that sort of vibe. So maybe I'll do, I don't know, I think that'd be quite nice. So yeah, whatever sort of calming or whatever. not like these. I can hear a building site in the back here, but yeah, if you go up into the mountains, you get some nice insect noises and whatnot. But yeah, so the Patreon has two tiers, and one tier is just there so you can get involved, you know, just show your face, and like that's just £1 a month, and that's just the sort of, you know, thanks for all the podcasts tier, you know. And if you join that one, then you're just getting involved and you'll get extra episodes, and or you'll get most of the extra episodes and stuff. But yeah, if you join the big boy tier, the break-even tier, then you're going to be helping this podcast to break even, because when it's just sat there, it's pretty much £10 a month just gets taken from the bank. And I've been doing this, well, it's existed for 5 odd years. I don't know the times, coming up to 6 years maybe. But yeah, so we're going to try and get it out of the hole. And, you know, also you can get more involved as well. Like you can pick the topics and stuff, and you get to choose the films for the film episodes and all that stuff. And yeah, I'll make you your own one of those sleepy relaxation ones. I think that'd be quite good. So maybe if you like storms or the, I don't know, Family Mart ambience, whatever, scooter traffic, if you find that relaxing, then I can record that for you. Something that you can't get anywhere else, hopefully. I'll make you your own one, like this little cricket or something. But yeah, I think that would be nice. But all in all, get involved in the Patreon, and yeah, that'd be nice. But yeah, so yeah, if you've been listening for a while, now's the time. Get involved, and you know, because this isn't, you know, I'm not like the big podcast, this is just me. So you'll just help to keep it going, and we'll have a good time. And the links for that are all on the Instagram page, or indeed they're in the show notes for this very episode and most of the recent ones. So take a look there now and go and sign up. Cheers, guys. So yeah, anyway, I'll catch you all again very soon. And oh, it's all kicking off here. All the best. See you later. Tidbits.
The hours are over, baby.
One of the things that really annoys me about the back to the office movement, okay, is I sit at home. I've got a 55-inch 4K TV, which I use as a monitor, affixed to the wall in front of the desk. Yeah. I've got a laptop screen. I've got a professional webcam. And I come into the office and they basically give it, say, here's your plug and here's a chair. Okay. Now, one thing we know about productivity, apparently, is that multiple monitors are an absolute productivity booster. Okay? And yet what we're doing is we're doing this hot desking.